Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of 2 Minutes for Roughing. I'm your somewhat sick co-host, Miley Grando, with Mark the Prospector. Mark, how are you on your healthy day so far?
Yeah, for once, you're the one that's sick, and I'm the one that's actually okay. Usually it's the other way around,
yeah.
Especially during hockey season.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out if this is allergies picking up, but the thing is, yesterday, whenever I get a cold, it's usually like my tonsils really hurt. So I'll try to drink a bunch of water, some orange juice, get some vitamin C's in me. But then it's like I woke up at like 4 a.m. this morning, nose was stuffed. I was like, yep, here we go. It's either allergies or cold. And so far, I'm pleasantly surprised. I usually have a little more hacking going on, but it's been mainly just my throat and my nose. So I've been good with that so far. But otherwise, we have a lot to talk about when it comes to the SPHL playoffs. We're on to round two with some surprises, I might add. But we first have to talk about we got a lot to talk about there. But we got to talk about the FPHL playoffs. Round one is starting on the day we're going to drop this episode. Columbus will be at Mississippi, which we already knew about. We also knew about Carolina at Port Huron. That was basically set in stone. But we finally have an idea of who's going to be playing who in the Empire Division. Binghamton will be playing Watertown after Elmira choked away just a potential chance to make it into the playoffs. And Motor City will be hosting number three. Is it three Danbury? No, it's two Motor City, three Danbury. Yep. Excuse me.
Yep. So Danbury. So Motor City was able to clinch that second, the home ice advantage for the first round this past weekend. So.
Yes. But I guess let's kind of get into things. Let's start off first with the Continental Division, because I personally, at the moment, again, we did see a surprise happen this weekend that I was not expecting. But I feel like the Continental Division is the easiest to kind of figure out at the moment. Let's talk about Columbus and Mississippi real quick. Mississippi, by the way, who will be using new jerseys for this playoff run.
Oh, my God.
Intrigued by.
Oh, those are so fucking lovely.
Oh, yeah, they're very good. They're excellent jerseys. I wish. Please. I'm starting to wonder if they're maybe going to be using these next season. If they're going to be transitioning to these new jerseys. So
please. I would actually probably buy one, especially if they do the wolf head instead of the paw logo on the front. Because that's one thing I'm not a big fan of, the paw logo being the front. I think they should be switched. But other than that, please.
Yeah, I'll be honest. The red and the blue—it's a little too '90s for me. I always kind of said that, but otherwise,
it's boring.
I wouldn't say that, but it's a little dated. It feels like a dated uniform. But yeah. So Carolina, Columbus, Mississippi—that is going to be a three-game series. Mark, I think I'm going to take Columbus. Can I assume you're taking Columbus?
If Columbus doesn't win, you know what? I'm gonna say something right now. If Columbus doesn't win the series, okay. I want them to retract. I legitimately want them to retract. They do not deserve.
So
to
you
be
want
a team.
You
that they blow
okay,
it
so
this
if Columbus...
fucking hard.
Okay, so if you're saying if the Columbus River Dragons lose this series, you want them contracted from the league.
Correct. That's how, like, because there is no reason you should lose the series.
Yes. Also, Mississippi is currently on a 9-game losing streak entering the playoffs.
A 9-game regulation losing streak.
9 games.
It's not even overtime.
Yes.
9 games in regulation.
Yeah, so
they got their shit kicked in by Baton Rouge. They lost by Baton fucking Rouge. They lost. Baton Rouge, funny enough, actually had the longest winning streak of anyone in the Continental to end the season.
Yeah, 3-game win streak to end off the season. That a team that I'm very intrigued by next season. I feel like that's going to be
both them and Blue Ridge
going to be a contender in the Fed. Yeah,
both them and Blue Ridge. I love what Blue Ridge is doing.
Yeah. But yeah, so Columbus, Mississippi, we're both saying Columbus, and I'm going to say two.
I'm going to say two.
All right, so we're saying a sweep right there. And then Carolina at with number three Port Huron. This is one I think is going to be a little closer. I'm saying Carolina in three.
You know, I'm glad you said that because I was kind of thinking the same way. Port Huron actually has been playing pretty well as of late. Now, they did stumble a little bit against Motor City, but Motor City is a pretty good team too. Like, Port Huron can play. But they did end the season with just a 500 record. So, I mean...
So we're saying we're going to see Columbus and Carolina face off in the Continental Finals. Okay.
Again.
Not too shabby. Yes, again. Mark, do you think that there's any controversy this time? Again?
If we somehow go through this whole week without any controversy, I'd be shocked. I just don't know where it's going to be. Or how much there is going to be, but there's going to be.
All right. Well, speaking of kind of controversial endings, the Empire Division, again, Elmira just barely just losing that chance. 1 point difference between them and Watertown. It is going to be Binghamton with Watertown this go-round. So, Mark, I think this is going to be very similar to Mississippi and Columbus with Binghamton and Watertown. I'm saying Binghamton Black Bears in two games.
Okay, so I want to point something out here. No, since we're talking about Watertown right now, I want to bring something up. For starters, good job, Watertown. You somehow stumbled your way into the playoffs. Congrats. And I hope you're happy being the only team in all of minor professional hockey this season to have below 1,000 attendance. The only one. The only
I'm not
going to
say anything.
The only one. Motor City didn't even end up below 1,000. There's teams in the LNAH up in Quebec that didn't even finish under 1,000. You did. Why are we here? Anyway, but despite that, Watertown has actually played pretty well against Binghamton this year. I think Binghamton is fucking stupid in not letting Elmira win against them. Because if they let Elmira win against them on Saturday, Binghamton would be playing Elmira right now.
Yeah.
I think Watertown's a far worse matchup against, like, from Binghamton. I'm still saying picking Binghamton to win, but it's going to be in three.
I don't see that. I think this is a two game.
Watertown's given Binghamton fits. Watertown's given Binghamton fits this year.
I don't see it. I don't see it, Mark. I'm saying Binghamton in two. So you're saying Binghamton in three. All right. Then we have Motor City with Danbury. Danbury was not able to climb up and make a potential grab at that two seed. They are instead going to be the team kind of in right there, you know, just say, okay, well, we're in the playoffs and we're hosting one game. At least for the series. But this is probably going to be the most interesting series. This is the one that I cannot figure out who exactly is going to win. I was having to go off my gut feeling and just how I've seen things. I'm saying Danbury in three.
It's funny. You said all those words and you ended up agreeing with me.
I mean,
I'm going to be honest. It was easy. Here's the thing, though. It was easy for me.
Oh.
Danbury. Now, Mercy has been doing a little better lately. They're on a 4-game winning streak. Hell yeah. Good job. Like you. But they've had struggles this year. But Danbury has too. But Danbury, second half of the season is far different than Danbury in the first half of the season.
Correct.
Danbury in the second half of the season has been actually pretty freaking good. Almost like they got rid of a player that, you know, was kind of holding the team back.
All right, ooh, we don't want to rally.
I will go there.
Very fan base.
I would love. I would love to see the record before and after.
Okay. All right. Well, so we're both saying Danbury in three. Okay. So we're saying Columbus, Carolina, and Binghamton Motor City in the finals. Okay. So just to kind of move on and to see what we think is going to happen in round two and potentially the finals also. So who do you think is going to win? I believe I could be wrong, but I believe semifinals are also three games. It's just the finals that are five games.
Hold on.
Yeah, we can both check the playoff.
Yep. It's best of three.
Best of three. Okay. All right. So I'm saying for Columbus, Carolina, best in three. I am taking Columbus in three games.
Okay. So all I'm going to say is this. Columbus, again, if you lose this, I'm not going to say contract. Like, you have no excuse for losing. No, you just have no excuse for losing. This is your year. This is your year to finally win an actual Commissioner's Cup. If you somehow don't do it, we'll talk about that. We'll talk. But, yeah, I have Columbus in three.
All right. Binghamton, Danbury, I'm going to say Binghamton in three also.
Here's my issue. Binghamton has been struggling a little bit as of late. They sort of stumbled like the last month or so. Like, they were still good, but they weren't world beaters like they were most of the season. Danbury has basically been fighting for, like, for seeding and everything for a while now. Binghamton can't really say that with them. I'm going to say Danbury in three.
Okay. All right. So we're both saying Columbus, but we're saying I'm saying Binghamton. You're saying Danbury. Who do you think wins the cup, Mark?
And this is, here's the thing. This is after I said Binghamton was going to win the cup before the season started.
Oh, okay.
I remember. I picked Binghamton to win the cup before the season started, and maybe they'll prove me wrong. And in a way, I kind of hope they do. But with the scenario I have pulled out, your Commissioner's Cup champions will be the Columbus River Dragons.
All right, so you're saying the Columbus River Dragons, and in how many games?
I'm going to say four.
Okay, interesting. I'm also going to go with the Columbus River Dragons, but I'm going to say in five. I think Binghamton's going to make sure that they hold this series to the tightest they could and just try to keep that cup away from Columbus. And the Columbus River Dragons, so we're both saying it, we both think the Columbus River Dragons will finally get their first real cup in their history. All right. Interesting.
Now, here's the thing. Here's another reason why I'm saying it. In a sort of opposite to the SPHL, the last three Commissioner's Cup champions, if you don't count. Now, on the Fed website, they had the River Dragons as Commissioner's Cup champions in 2021. That was not a Commissioner's Cup. That was an Ignite Cup.
Yeah.
But if 2023, 2022, and 2019, those three teams, the last three proper Commissioner's Cup champions, were all regular season champions as well.
All right.
If Columbus ends up being the team to break that streak, what's wrong at that point?
Yeah. All right. Well, we have gone over the FPHL playoffs, but let's talk about the SPHL playoffs. Let's kind of just talk about some of the series real quick. Let's start off with kind of the surprise. This is one I think no one saw coming, including either of us. Why is Birmingham out of the playoffs? and
I will,
out in three games against Evansville.
I'll give you one freaking answer. Somebody that I was warning people about for months now, Cole motherfucking CeCe. He was a huge difference maker in that series, dude. Let's see here. Especially in game three. He made 56 saves in game three.
That's quite a bit.
He was a man on a fucking mission. That man's going to be a problem. He's going to... I am not excited.
All right. Well, still, we got a couple other playoff series to talk about. All right. Hold on. We'll let you cry when we get to yours. So then let's move on to the next one that we need to talk about. Peoria versus Pensacola. Mark, I'll let you talk about this one a little bit because that was your team, of course.
Honestly, that went better than I expected. I'm going to be honest. Now, it did take one overtime game, which, fun fact, in the last, 15 years, we've only won two playoff overtime games out of, 10 attempts. It was game one this year in the first round against Pensacola, and the other time is very well known. 2022, Roanoke, Virginia, game four. That was literally the last two times, and doing that in Pensacola kind of feels nice. Also, we can never have a normal series between these two.
Between who? Peoria and Pensacola?
Yeah, because we didn't talk about the fact that, because of storms. Did we talk about that last week?
No. That was before the podcast. But yeah, game one of the series was delayed a day by tornadoes and some bad weather that happened in Mobile and the Pensacola area. So kind of right by that Gulf Coast area. Shout out to the Riverman fans who thought that was boring and nothing and thought the game should be played anyway. So shout out to you, to that special person. God, I love Facebook.
But yeah, so that's the best way I can put that series. For Riverman, that went better than I expected.
All right.
But that's the third straight year that the Rivermen have eliminated the Ice Players in the first round.
Well, speaking of eliminations that we both were kind of disappointed by, Quad City. They unfortunately do not move on to the first round. We had that team pegged as our dark horse. Unfortunately, it looks like the Roanoke Railyard Dogs are, in fact, the dark horse.
Well, here's why. And I'm going to give you a good freaking reason why. One thing, their discipline went out the fucking window. Quad City. But they also were without, in game three, for example, they did not have Cole Goka or Matt Ustaski. Which, for reference sake, during the regular season, that was the seventh and eighth most points in the SPHL. So basically two thirds of their huge scoring potential was out in game three. So yeah, that and then also just discipline going out the window, that cost them.
Yeah,
they had a 2-1 lead. In game two, going into the third period, and they lost 3-2. And then the next game, it fell apart real fast.
It did. But at least my team, Mark, what do you owe me for predicting the correct way things were going to happen? I wasn't right on the number of games. Okay. Well, can you at least say, yes, Rano, you were right. Huntsville was going to beat Fayetteville.
Look, I'm not going to lie. And I think I told you this as well. I just picked Fayetteville to piss you off.
Oh, okay. All right, buddy. Okay. You told me that's totally true. Anyway. All right. But yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Huntsville, like, okay, hang on real quick. Like I said, the Iceplex completely gets in the opposite team's head and empowers the Havoc players. Perfectly proved my point with the Wednesday game. And then, I don't know, what the team just, Fayetteville just fell apart game two. Like, have you ever seen a team fall apart as fast as they have? I mean, God, 7-2.
I mean, we've seen that a lot, though. Like, game two between Peoria and Pensacola, Pensacola fell apart. Basically, the entire, the last four periods of the Quad City Roanoke series, Quad City fell apart. Like, the only actually good series was Birmingham and Evansville. I'm going to be honest.
That's true. That is true.
That was a really tight series with, I think all three games went to overtime.
No, all game threes?
Hold on. I know the last two, no. So the game two and game three between Birmingham and Evansville were in overtime, and Evansville won both of those.
Wow. So something to kind of keep an eye on for Peoria fans. Don't let the team go to OT.
Yeah. So,
all right. Well, speaking of that series, let's go and start talking about it. Peoria will be hosting the Evansville Rivermen for this series. What?
You said the Evansville Rivermen.
Okay. All right.
okay. The Peoria Rivermen.
Yeah, Evansville Thunderbolts. Actually, The Evansville Thunderbolts. And the Peoria Rivermen. Mark, I'll let you have the first swing on this one since this involves Peoria. How many games do you think this is going, and who do you think the winner is going to be?
So there's something that I'm surprised you didn't talk about here. Evansville in game one, with their hosting, free tickets.
Oh, free, yes, admission. That is true.
Apparently that's not the first time they've done it, but that's kind of incredible because that's like,
yeah,
they really want to try to win. Because to be fair, how the season has gone so far, Peoria at home is pretty fucking good. They've only lost four times at home this year, and two of those times were in a shootout. So, yeah, Evansville probably knows if they want to try to be in the series, they're going to need to win, in game one to have a shot. And
all right.
So I approve of that. And you know what? I'm going to say Rivermen in three.
Okay. We're not too different off that. I was also saying Rivermen in three. I think it's going to go to OT, and I think Peoria is going to sneak by Evansville to get into the finals.
Cool.
So that's going to be an interesting series to watch.
If Cole Ceci and Evansville Thunderbolts somehow make the finals, I want Cole Ceci to be playoff MVP, even if they lose.
You know what? Fair enough on that. And then let's move on to the next series in the semifinal. Roanoke and Huntsville. So, Mark, I was going to say real quickly, I think these are two very even teams. I think these are two teams that you should not ignore. Be humble with these teams. No. Yeah. Well, go ahead.
I know, I fully agree. Like, these, I'm kind of pissed that, if anything, these are like the three scariest teams that I'd
you don't want to face them.
I don't want to face any of these fucking teams.
Alright, well, however, I'm going to be the homer here. I'm going to say it's Huntsville, because they got that Icepuck for game one especially. I think that's going to play a factor in helping. I'm going to say it is the Huntsville Havoc in three games. So I'm saying Peoria Huntsville for the final.
Let me see something. I need to look at season series between these two. Because, do you know when they play each other?
They play each other like in March, I think.
Okay, I see something here. Of course, you got the wrong.
But I was just going to say, Birmingham beat Evansville in their season series, and how did that turn out?
I mean, true, but it still gives an idea. I will say, though, can we talk about the fact that the two teams that going into last offseason, we thought we're going to have off years because of a lot of things changing, have both made the semifinals? Now, to be fair, not much changed with Peoria because things change. But Peoria and Huntsville, we both thought we were going to go into the offseason last year. We were thinking, oh, okay, they're going to have a kind of off year in 23-24. Well, here they are in the semifinals. Yeah.
Yep.
That's how it works.
Well, to be fair, off year in a league that is small as the SPHL, you can still make the playoffs.
Well, yeah. But, like, how about this? Peoria is still in the top. The fact that Peoria got number two and nearly got number one. And Huntsville, like, they actually battled for that, for those spots, because there was a tight seeding race towards the end of the season. But have you picked who you're picking?
No. So I'm saying for finals, I'm saying Huntsville. God, I'm gonna say Huntsville still. Depends. I'm not sure about the game count because we don't know if it'll be five or three games. But I think it'll go to the end. I'll say that.
So you're picking Huntsville?
Yes.
Okay. I have a really interesting decision considering I picked Peoria. Either way, it's going to be a rematch, in my opinion.
Go ahead.
Fuck. You know what? Since I was just talking about it, Huntsville in three.
All right. Well, I'll take that. You probably cursed us, but I'll take it. Just because I
no,
didn't
no, no, no,
say it.
Yeah. It's because, okay, here's why. I'm thinking, like, as a Riverman fan, even though, yeah, Huntsville's had technically an off year, it would be nice to exercise that part of our history.
All right.
We've already beaten Rona. But there's also that thing of, okay, last two champions, like, that would be really fun, too. But I really like the idea of the two teams that, like I said earlier, we thought were going to have rough years this year, meeting each other in the finals.
Yeah, that would be funny. So interesting times as we kind of move through the playoffs. So Mark, as we wrap up the show, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Prospector Hockey. That's Prospector HTKY.
All right. And you can find me on Twitter at NotMLR, not too hard. Find me right there. I don't tweet as much because a school student. So I'm trying to be a good student and actually do my work. So I don't tweet out a bunch anymore. But probably in the summer, you'll see me a little more active there. But hey, a lot to talk about as we're getting through both the, like, the UFL season, SPHL, and Fed season. So a lot to talk about for that front. But until then, we'll see you guys next week with who's going to be in the SPHL finals and who's going to be in Fed round two. So lots to talk about in the upcoming next episode. All right,
let's
but
see
until
who I
then,
think.
Stay safe.